We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Penalty on Juju Smith-Schuster, uncalled for. The sports unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, very disgusting, disturbing. I thought the hit by George Iloco was uncalled for. Bad for football. There's going to be some fines. There's going to be some stringent discipline. Let's just hope a lot of these men are able to get up tomorrow morning and move on with life. But some of this stuff got out of hand tonight. It's very disgusting and disturbing.
So that was John Gruden with the SportsCenter crew on ESPN last night after the game. Disgusting, disturbing. And yet, the one guy who apparently was above all that was Vontaze Burfict, who is the man of the year for John Gruden.
Oh, I pay for season tickets to watch him, and yet
JoJo,
I'm disgusted.
JoJo Smith, you know, Watford, Marty Brewster out there. I mean, he couldn't get any of the names right.
He still can't say Roethlisberger. He can't say it. He can't say it. Do we have that clip of the guy saying Roethlisberger? And I can just picture Chucky in the booth when someone is in his ear, probably during the week, saying, John, just say Ben or Big Ben. And it's probably his competitive instincts get up. I'm going to say Roethlisberger every single time. I can say it. You watch me. And then he said it wrong about 50 times again.
This guy, Ben Rosengrantz-Bloom, is an unbelievable burger. I mean, quarterback. Listen, is that Pierre? All of the kidding aside about this, Joe, that was one of the most oddly officiated game, or not officiated, announced games I've ever seen, man. And it was Gruden mainly, and as bad as the taunting was.
In your opinion, it was McDonough mainly
for
me.
But humor me for a second. As bad as the taunting was, Juju acknowledged it was no good. Tomlin said it. All the people I saw into my timeline, Joe, honestly, were saying Juju should not have done that. I thought the response from Steelers fans was pretty good in saying that's no good. Ultimately, though, the taunt is so secondary to the actual hit itself. If you're clutching your pearls, if you're John Gruden, guys play emotional games or at an emotional high pitch all week, or they get ready for the game and they play the whole game at an emotional pitch, and they don't like Burfict. It's obvious. It's a heat-of-the-moment thing, and Gruden's out there calling it disgusting. It reminded me of, like, Joe Buck when Randy Moss mooned the Packers fans doing that, this is a disgusting act. Like, pump the brakes a little, Chief.
Well, but it didn't begin there.
No, it began with McDonough.
It began at the beginning of the game when Le'Veon Bell got that personal foul. Do you remember that?
Yes, and they were lauding Burfict for goading him into
it. We spoke with Vontaze Burfict yesterday.
You wouldn't believe.
Here's the quote. And we've seen him involved in a lot of stuff over the years on the field, John, said McDonough. Off the field, you can't even believe it's the same guy. Then Gruden comes back and says it's a credit to Burfict what he just did there. That's the sign of a pro. You got to walk away. And he did a great job maintaining his composure. And then they say, after that he told us he knows teams are going to goad him into penalties. That's what he did to Bell on that play. That part never got mentioned. He snuck up behind him after the play, reached around, and grabbed him by the collar. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And then Bell retaliated. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Burfict did, was goad Bell into a penalty. And the love affair with Burfict from the beginning, culminating with Gruden saying, I'd pay season tickets to watch that guy, was absolutely sickening.
It makes you wonder if Gruden's thinking about getting back into coaching. Honestly, the way he was buttering it up, it felt like they just fell in love with. Did Burfict like bring wine and flowers to the production meeting, or was this like a courtship? Because it felt like they fell in love with Burfict, the guy, in meetings, and forgot like why he is who he is and his reputation is what it is as a player. I thought it was, and I don't know. I think you and I are pretty reasonable dudes. Usually I wouldn't say that an announcer is oddly biased for the other team or against the Steelers. The bias for Burfict last night was off the charts from both men. There was one thing McDonough did, and I know you disagree vehemently with this. I did love, on some sort of selfish football fan level, him saying, screw these holding calls. People like touchdowns and big plays. There was a part of me, and I was going to come on and debate with you and say those both weren't holdings, Joe. They weren't. But they were penalties, clearly, and they both affected the plays. I loved the blatant disregard for that that he had and said, ah, that's ticky-tack. Everyone wants to see Martavis go the distance. There was something so entertaining about him fully going rogue like that. It was amazing.
Who is paying Sean McDonough for his opinion? Could somebody tell me that? It was entertaining, that part, yes. But it's also a total disservice to the referees in that game. Tell me what the referees did wrong. They got ripped by everybody last night, notably both announcers who were basically laughing at them. Oh, another flag here. They're both watching the blatant hold on TJ Watt, which I screenshot today. It was Bernard, and you can see his jersey outstretched. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you can call ticky-tack if you want, but it was certainly a defensible call and certainly could have affected a 61-yard touchdown because it looked like Watt, he may have swatted the pass, he may have tackled. He may have somehow.
Dalton could have altered the throw
because
he was feeling it.
Same with the Wilcox play. Tell me, honestly, because I'm thinking right now, what did the officials do wrong? Every bad hit they called.
Smith-Schuster got dragged down in the end zone and should have been an interference, and that was the one play I saw where I was like, well, what are they looking at?
Yeah, I'll agree with that
one. That was one.
For sure. But I thought for the most part in that kind of game, you go in thinking we're going to err on the side of calling too many penalties, maybe, but they were mostly legit. I really believe now the announcers were horrible. It was an embarrassment.
I want to ask if people think that McDonough and Gruden last night are a big reason why the criticisms were directed in the way that they were. There are some people who think, and they might not be completely wrong, that the NFL's watching that game, listening to Gruden go off for long stretches about this, that, and the other thing, and might be reacting to John Gruden on a big league-featuring platform like ESPN's Monday Night Football, and that they might be reacting to what he was saying about the game. Do you think the announcers were a huge issue and a negative one in last night's game?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.